holding back can be good if the intention is actually to give. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We're currently in the third part of our new series, Kabbalistic Emotional Training, exploring and refining the seven emotional layers of our soul. So the first week you gave an introduction, last week we dealt with the first of the seven layers of emotion, which is called chesed, the idea of kindness, giving, connection, expansion, and so on. And today we go to the second called gevura. Gevura actually means strength, but often gevura is perceived as something bad. So the way it works is you tell someone chesed, which means kindness, that always is perceived as something really good. Although last week we explained that there could be something as negative kindness. But gevura, the next one, strength or aggression, is always gets a bad rap. It always like is the connotation is something bad, but it doesn't have to be that way, because actually there's good gevura and there's bad gevura. So let's understand. Normally, as I said, normally it's perceived as something as rejection or aggression or harshness, and the reason for that is because gevura means strength, but also gevura means the opposite of chesed. Chesed means when you expand, when you give, when you connect. Gevura means when you hold back, cause limitations. So for example, flexibility would be chesed. Inflexibility would fall under the category of gevura, because it's more boxed in, boarded in, so to speak. And therefore, every time we're aggressive, it means we're rejecting someone or something. Every time we're unkind, we're holding back. We're cruel, we're not connecting, we're ruining the relationship, we're dividing. All that is considered a gevura, of course. However, gevura can be really a good thing. Sometimes we have to hold back. Sometimes, just in a regular personality routine, sometimes creating limitations or borders is a good thing. I'll give you an example. If you want a ride to the airport at 3 o'clock in the morning, someone who will at the drop of a hat just break their routine, doesn't mind getting up very early, ruining the next day, that's kind of comes from a person who's a chesed personality. Ask a chesed. But if you want to run a really important project and you want efficiency, you want people who are organized, reliable, efficient, you can count on them, better to look for a gevura person, because that gevura person will always come in time to a meeting, knowing that that's the border. They won't let themselves get lost in a different conversation and then forget to meet their deadlines, because they know their borders, they know the things that are important to contain and to put together. Just a simple example of good gevura. But even gevura in the context of holding back, or so to speak, being unkind or strong or firm with someone else, which is normally an expression of rejection, that can also be a very good gevura. For example, with parenting, sometimes over-giving to our children spoils them. So sometimes we have to hold back. But here's the concept. The Kabbalah tells us that in the seven emotional layers of the soul, the first one is chesed. Just like, Kabbalistically, there are 7 days of the week, and God created the world with the seven emotions. The first six are the 6 days of the week, and Malchut, when we get to that, we'll explain, is the seventh one, which is Shabbat. But the first one was chesed. So Sunday is chesed, but the Zohar says not just the first day of chesed. Chesed, kindness, is the foundation of everything. In other words, in order to make the other seven work, the other six work, in order to make sure the other six are holy and selfless, the foundation always has to be chesed. So going back to the parenting example, when my child asks me for something and I say no, but I say no because I know they need to learn discipline, they need to delay gratification. I know that what I'm going to give them is actually bad for them, destructive, unhealthy. So I'm holding back, I'm exercising gevura, but the intention is chesed. The intention is kindness. The intention is to give my child the gift of discipline, the gift of health, the gift of responsibility. In order to do that, I have to hold back. God did the same thing, by the way. The Kabbalah tells us that God, when he created the world, had he given everything of himself, the world would cease to exist, because we cannot the mortal, physical, material human beings cannot absorb the infinity and the infinite expression of the revelation of God, the divine revelation. So God employed something called tzimtzum, which is holding back, diluting, keeping himself hidden to a point in order to give, in order to create, in order to reveal himself. So our task is to have learned the art of good gvura, which includes, by the way, self-control. You see, indulgence is chesed, as we said last time. When I just indulge in everything that I see and want, that means I'm just connecting to everything, good or bad. I'm connecting to things that bring me pleasure. I'm going after people that are going to give me enjoyment. Right? That could be very bad and very destructive. So refining the layer of gvura means to learn to absorb gvura, to have gvura, but to use it for chesed, to use it for selflessness, to use it for good things, self-control, self-discipline, responsibility, loyalty, even in relationships, you need gvura. Gvura is loyalty. I'm loyal to one person, or I'm loyal to this relationship, and I don't go shopping around, God forbid, right? So that's the concept of a relationship that has no gvura could be very problematic. So loyalty is gvura. So it's the art of learning what good gvura looks like and using it out for good. Sometimes we have to have intolerance, which is also gvura, for bad, for immorality. It's learning how to sift those things out, learning how to really control myself for a higher purpose, to have meaning and purpose in my life. There are restrictions, there are borders, there are things that require self-control and self-discipline. So let's internalize that in these special days of the Omer, which have with it a special energy to be able to refine the emotional layers of our soul. So when you're ready, just relax. Get comfortable and close your eyes. As always, turn your attention to your breath. Breathing in and out. Just becoming more focused and aware and paying attention to the rhythm of life. Just for a few moments, breathing in and out. Relaxing and becoming aware, feeling the rhythm of life. In and out. As we breathe in, we remember that neshima, breath in Hebrew, is an expression of the neshama, the soul. Soul with its various layers of cognition, layers of emotion, feeling. In the sphere of emotion, focus in and think of gvura. How do we use gvura? We possess it, we have it, the power to reject, the power to hold back. For a moment, just zero in and think of a time that you hold back in a negative way. Not offering kindness when one should. Exploding with anger when we should hold back and control ourselves. Rejecting other people. Think of your own example of negative gvura. With awareness, just identify a moment, a weakness in your gvura structure. Now think of how we can refine that into using gvura, not destroying it, but using it and channeling it for the good. Holding back, not eating something that I really want to eat that is unhealthy. Not losing my temper at someone who has offended me. Not engaging in something which is spiritually unsafe. Just take a moment and reflect on something that you could use gavura in a good way. Think of something you could do today that would be good and healthy gavura. At the depth of our soul is a godly spark that gives us the power, the ability to channel toxicity in our emotions to positivity. Can you have self-control? Can you hold back when you need to in a positive way? Think of your strength, your ability, your power to channel. Come back and just think about, you know, there are different personalities. You might be a gavura personality. That doesn't make you a bad person. It gives you the ability to channel in a really good way and do really good things that require discipline, control, holding back, even seemingly unkindness sometimes, but for a purpose, for a meaning. We can all do it. Let's try. Have a wonderful day.